continuing round off print, I have come to meet for the first time Jürgen from a publisher known to me as Ape, but probably known more efficiently as
Art Paper Editions.
Art Paper Editions. Is it? Which is it?
It both. It has different connotations. That's why I chose the name. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. The books are. Maybe you describe the character of the books.
I think we published around 60 to 70 books right now. I think most part of it are photo books. Well, we don't actually focus ourselves on photo books, but it's just that there are more photo books produced in art. We see the book as an exhibition space. So we build a book. That's how we work, and that's our concept.
And you work with lots of different authors. They're not produced by you.
I have produced some of my own books, but most of the time people come to me or I ask people, I want to make a book with you, do you want to join in? Or sometimes people come and say, I have this collection of pictures that I want to have produced in a book. Sometimes it appears that they already have made a book themselves, but that's a small part of it.
So you're involved in the design and editing and...
Yeah, I'm involved in every part. Most of the time we do the graphic design. Editing I do also, but the editing is most of the time in collaboration with the artist. You cannot edit. You can edit someone else's photos, but it's not common. Mm. But it's an important part because I have to feel that I can really understand the pictures because I have to sell them to the book, so I have to really get into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you describe what sort of pictures, what kind of work interests you?
I'm open to everything. We will be publishing a book on architecture next week, and I think this project is very beautiful. And I don't, it's architecture, and other books are photography. Others are facsimiles. I don't have any rules or special requests or whatever. There's no limit to that.
I'm sure you're right. Nevertheless, your books have a certain character. They're quite raw. They're often quite unexpected, quite personal.
Yeah, I do not tend to produce like photo books that are really photography. I think for me, when they're just beautiful, I think that's not enough for me. I tend to go for pictures that mean something, although they can be beautiful. So.
Is there something where if somebody picked up one of your books, you could explain, I need to tell you that this book is about this subject?
Not every time. Sometimes people can just go into a book and dig into it and can find it very attractive. We had a book with Paul Koiker that was very understandable. The title was Nude Animal Cigar, and in fact it was just that, Nude Animal Cigars. So this is now we have produced a book with Marieken Wessels. It's 360 pages, I think. It needs a little bit of story. You can spend time, like I think 20 minutes, 30 minutes browsing in a book, but we are at a fair here. So you cannot just go from page to page. There's no time, so I need to explain a little bit.
Whereabouts are you based?
We are from Ghent, Belgium. Okay. Yeah.
And is there something particularly Belgian about your...
No, I don't think so. We focus on international publications. I think it's interesting for Belgian people to be published with us because we go to all the international fairs, but we also are interested in international artists so they can join what we are doing. So I don't see that our location is that important. I think you can see that we are Europeans. I think there's a little difference in bookmaking, but and there's also we do a lot of Belgian people. That's because just we know them, but that's the only reason. That the location is important.
Is it a commercial undertaking?
No. In fact, it started as a hobby. In 2010, I started with the idea I will publish 2-3 books a year, and that will be a hobby. But then Offprint was organized for the first time in 2010 in Paris, and Yannick invited me. because he was looking for new publishers. I went there, I got two suitcases full of books, and I went home with them empty. So at that point, I knew that I have started something that was very nice. So, and since then, we made losses on the books, but I think since last year we have profits. So we are becoming more professional. So it's a serious business, without priority to the money. But we need money. So it's not it is commercial in that way, but it's not our highest priority. We think that money will follow if we do what we believe in. That is thing.
How many do you print?
Normally it's between 200. So last week we published a book with 200 copies. That's the lowest. Most of the time it's 500 to 1,000. But next week will be our highest edition will be 2,500. Architecture sells more.
So, and what do you do when you're not being a publisher?
I'm a graphic designer first. I also teach graphic design. So we work for cultural institutions and art institutions. That's our first thing. Then we have this publishing studio, and we have another thing that we have a bookshop and a gallery space called Riot in Ghent. So we are from the starting of making the book into the selling of the book and even the art.
And it's worth your while coming all the way to London for this event?
It doesn't make profit, this event, because it costs a lot to come here to ship the books. But I think we made profit this year. But it's also meeting the people, it's meeting the bookshops, it's meeting the colleagues. It's all about these things that make this important to be here. People see it. They get to know your books and they tell somebody else, I saw that book or I bought that book from this publisher. That's the thing that counts. It's how we grew. We went to all the important fairs like Offprint Paris, Offprint London, New York, LA. We did them all, and we're doing them all, and I think this is important. Yeah.